VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. 19 men affiliated with Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. After the terrorist attacks, the United States created a terrorism screening database that collected the names of suspected and known terrorists so they could keep them from entering the country. Recently, a U.S. federal judge ruled the list is unconstitutional. VOA's Saba Shahan has the report.
The Department of Homeland Security's terrorist watch list is believed to contain over 1 million names of foreigners and American citizens. It does not prevent individuals from boarding flights, but can impose restrictions on their travel. A group of 23 Muslim Americans sued the government over the list in April 2019. Arguing they could not adequately challenge their inclusion in the list. This month, a federal court in its ruling declared the list unconstitutional. The judge's ruling means that both the defendants and the plaintiffs must propose changes to the database program. A final ruling is expected later this month. Saba Shahan, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and here in the U.S., were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion dollar internet scam. The U.S. Justice Department said the Nigerians allegedly used romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly to steal millions of dollars from their victims in the United States and elsewhere before transferring the funds to Nigeria through an extensive money laundering network. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated